The underdogs came out on top over Remsen St. Mary's 21-18 last week. Bishop Garrigan continues to be the underdog all postseason long, as they've continued to come out on top over teams that statistically should have beaten them along the way. Regardless, the Golden Bears continue to win and move on further into playoff action as they come into a home quarterfinal matchup against the undefeated Cam Cougars.
Well, you know, our kids just played really well, and they played really hard, and they didn't give up. And, you know, St. Mary's obviously is a really good football team, and they're big and they're physical. And, you know, we played very physical right with them, and I think that was a big part. Our kids didn't let up. You know, we got behind it in one spot. We were ahead in one spot. You know, all that matters is when you're ahead at the end of the game. I think probably Cam can attest to that too. So, you know, it was a great win for our kids. Nobody picked us. Nobody picked us to beat Janesville. Nobody picked us to beat Remsen St. Mary's. I'm sure nobody's picking us to win this week. So we like that. We like that chip on our shoulder, and we like being the underdog because we're used to that.
The Golden Bears are led by Caden Rotheller in the offensive game as a senior rushed for 2 touchdowns and a total of 147 yards. In the last game alone, Rotheller has rushed for 7 yards per carry, just above his average of 6.8 yards per carry. This season, he leads the team in rushing yards with 963 yards and 17 total touchdowns. He is an athlete who not only works hard, but even plays both sides of the ball with 29.5 tackles this season.
Well, you know, he just really runs the ball hard, and he plays both sides of the ball, so... But, you know, he's physical, and our offensive line has been playing pretty good for him and pretty good up front. So that makes a big difference with everything. But, you know, he runs very physical, and he runs hard and continues to try and get yards after contact the best that he can. And you know, he's just did a really good job for us the other night.
One player that stands out this season is defender Ethan Marceau. He not only has 38 tackles this season, but also 5 sacks and 5 tackles for loss. Marceau is an athlete who comes from a history of football players and continues a family lineage in the best way.
You know, he's really come along a lot. He's really grown up as a sophomore. And, you know, he's just a sophomore. We start 3 sophomores on our team, 1 including our quarterback. So, you know, he's really come along. He's done a tremendous amount of work in the offseason between wrestling and track and the weight room, and done a really good job. And, you know, he's a great kid, comes from a great family. His uncle was a first team All-Stater for us back in 2004 and 2003. And, you know, so he's got a little bit of lineage there. So that never hurts when you've got some genetics on your side. But Ethan's really done a good job. He's very coachable and plays really hard. And that's what we really like about him. He plays hard.
Bishop Garrigan is taking on the undefeated Cam Cougars this week in a Thursday homestand. The Cougars are coming off a 36-34 win over West Bend Mallard, where they won on a 14-point run while shutting out the Wolverines defensively in the fourth quarter of action. Bishop Garrigan is going to have to continue down the line of what has made them successful all season and utilize their running game offensively.
Well, you know, we just have to try and do what we do. I mean, we're not going to change a whole heck of a lot, and I'm sure Cam's not going to change a whole heck of a lot. At this stage of the game, we're not installing a bunch of things that are new and crazy. I mean, we're just not going to. We have to kind of dance with who brought us and get us to this point and that, and what our kids believe in. And our kids believe in a lot of different things, and our kids believe in running the football as we do as a staff, and I know Cam does too. And we have to throw the football also too and be proficient when we're throwing the football. So that's a little area we may have been lacking in the last week or two with some things, but as long as we can keep our running game going, which is going to be a challenge this week, we can lose things. Yeah, I mean, West Bend rushed for 398 yards against them. I think right. Last week, if I saw those stats right, I mean, that's an unbelievable stat in 11 player or 8 player. It doesn't really matter. So, you know, they were able to run the ball. So hopefully we can have some of that success that they had last week.
Last week, Jay Speaker passed for 238 yards and 2 touchdowns and rushed for 105 yards in the game for Cam. The Golden Bears defense will have to have the number 5 on their radar in both the passing and running games. Bishop Garrigan was able to hold Remsen in St. Mary's to just 18 points, which Hall of Fame head coach Marty Waddle knows will help them to be successful in their push to keep the Cougars contained.
Yeah, you know, he's a really good quarterback. He throws the ball well. He hits the hole really hard when he runs it. And, you know, we're just going to have to play all around good defense. And, you know, I thought West Bend did some really good things at times on film. And I thought at times maybe they didn't do some things well, but I mean, they, you know, they had a 12-point lead going in the fourth quarter and they were where they wanted to be. And, you know, they kind of held them down up to that point. I thought, you know, even though the yardage is there, they were still able to keep them out of the end zone. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you can give up all the yards you want. You know, if you don't allow the opponent in the end zone very many times, especially in eight-player football, if you can limit them to 3 to 4 touchdowns, maybe 5, you're going to have an opportunity to be in games. Now, obviously, everybody's defense wants to hold the opponent to less than that. But, you know, I thought our defense played well all night, especially against a really good Remsen offense.
Bishop Garrigan faces off against Cam this Thursday at Bishop Garrigan High School. The kickoff will be at 7 p.m. with a broadcast on KSL 96.5 FM with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call. The pregame show will begin after the In the Huddle show around 6:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.